But we will get to top 24 and 24. We'll reveal number 18 and number 17 in the next few minutes. Let's go to Joel in Kearney. Stay right here, Sean. Joel in Kearney, New Jersey. What's up, Joel?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I have two quick points.
Yes.
First point, just like the previous caller that came out that said that the Yankees need to turn the page, which I agree. I love Soto, but at the price that the Mets got him, I'm glad we didn't get him. My second point, the Yankees will win a championship before Soto's contract is over without the Mets winning a championship. My second point, Sean, you call yourself a big Yankee fan. You keep bashing the guy that took less money to stay with the pinstripe. I don't know how you trash that. I think you're obsessed with Soto, and I think you need to turn your fandom to the Mets.
What?
Yeah, he's saying basically become a Met fan.
Why would I ever become a Met fan?
Because you're so obsessed with Soto.
I'm sorry, I'm not just a blind homer. If he's talking about Aaron Judge, I love Aaron Judge. I bash him when it's warranted, when he doesn't hit in the postseason. Yes, I brought up that, and we all disagree, that he should have picked up the phone and called Soto, he didn't. But that doesn't mean I don't love Aaron Judge. And if we're being honest, and all Yankee fans are being honest, for as amazing a year as Aaron Judge had, I sat there and watched two guys play at the plate simultaneously. We will never get that opportunity again to watch it. I'm sorry, even being honest. Juan Soto's a better player. So,
really?
Yeah.
Than Aaron Judge?
I believe that.
Juan Soto just signed with...
Maybe in the postseason, but...
Is that what you mean by that? Are you talking about playoffs?
All-encompassing everything. As amazing as everything Aaron Judge was doing, to me, it's not just being like enamored with the home runs and the slugging percentage. At-bat to at-bat, plate appearance to plate appearance.
Are you sure?
I believe that, and I believe a lot of what happened on Aaron Judge last year and why he took off even better was set up by Soto in front of him. I don't think Judge is going to have that kind of year this year.
I think there are two things Juan Soto has over Aaron Judge.
Okay.
I think when they're both playing at their apex, Aaron Judge is a better player. So I disagree with you.
And he's a better defensive player,
correct.
Obviously.
Yes.
He hit more home runs,
correct.
Obviously.
Keep going.
He won the MVP. He led in every statistical category, pass on base percentage, that's slugging, OPS plus, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, weighted runs batting, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge was better than. Actually, he led the league in. Won a second MVP already. And his WAR is almost 11.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I hear what you're trying to say. And by the way, he walked a ton this past season as well. You know what? Who led the league in walks? Guess what? It wasn't Juan Soto.
Right.
It was Aaron Judge.
No, because Juan Soto and Aaron Judge hitting behind him.
But whatever. But still.
Yeah. And I was consistent about this. I believe Judge's approach at the plate changed for better working with Juan Soto every day. And I don't think it's a knock on Judge. I think Judge, Ohtani, and Soto are the three best players in baseball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm just giving my honest opinion. Okay. Watch it both. If I'm picking one that I want on my team, I'd rather Soto.
So it's an interesting question, Tiki, because here's the way I would look at it. And there's actually two answers. At their best, Aaron Judge is better. And I don't think it's even that close, as great as Soto is. You went through all of it better.
Right.
Defensive player, more power,
but
all that.
But you're at their nadir, then obviously Soto is better.
No, it's two other things. There are two factors about Juan Soto on why I'm glad he's a Met, and I'm more happy he's a Met than Aaron Judge is a Met. Number one, reliability.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge is not reliable to stay healthy.
That's part of it.
Now, last year.
Games last year.
That's last year. What about the year before?
I don't remember.
That's when he ran to the wall in L.A.
No, I'm not going to pick on him. And the year before.
That's not his fault.
That's not the point, though. He's missed time.
No, you're right. And he's older.
That's the second one. So Juan Soto has proven to be a healthier, more reliable player. And number two, he's 6.5 years younger. Those two things are the edge Soto has, but when they're at their best, I mean...
Guys,
it's Judge.
We could say all we want, and this doesn't mean this has to be who he is the rest of the career. The playoff thing does matter. Last year was not an anomaly for Aaron Judge, nor was it an anomaly for how good Soto was.
By the way, I'm not even including that, and you have every right to. I'm not even going to mention
it. I am, and I truthfully believe this.
Right.
I personally believe... that Aaron Judge did not hit in the postseason because it became very mental for him. Whatever the first reason was, he started to overthink everything. Soto's approach at the plate in those moments, he doesn't overthink a damn thing.
I don't know if it was mental. I think it's you can point statistically to the issue. He was chasing. He wouldn't chase. And all
but
of
isn't
a sudden,
chasing mental?
No.
Because you're changing the way you think about things at the plate?
No. I think he's afraid to get fooled. And so he started chasing pitches out of the zone, which he doesn't normally do.
That's fine, your debate. The reason I stay away from it is I still am a believer that 58 games doesn't define a player.
Mm-hmm.
And when I answer this question, The advantage Juan Soto has is that 4 years from now, Juan Soto's in his prime. 4 years from now, Aaron Judge is 37.
Right.
And I don't know what he is, especially with his body breaking down. So who's the better player? I think it's easy. When Aaron Judge is Aaron Judge, it's Aaron Judge. But when it comes to age and reliability, that's the major edge that Juan Soto has.
Definitely.
And this is the new debate. This is the new Willie, Mickey, and the Duke.
I mean,
that makes me a bad Yankee fan,
It's
though.
Interesting because Evan and I had this conversation in real time. How do you fix this? Like with Aaron Judge in the postseason. And something you said, we talked about it briefly, and it didn't get much traction after that. But you put Judge in front of Soto. Because I think part of the problem for Aaron Judge in the postseason was Juan's on base. I have to get a hit.
Right.
Right. Walking is not going to, walking doesn't work.
Right.
He led the league in walks, remember. Right. Walking's not going to work. So you know what? They're not going to give me anything. I'm going to chase this one. I can get it.
Yeah.
Right, and he started doing that. You started seeing it,
and we never saw them make that change though.
We never, and if they had, who knows?
Yeah,
where he's like, all right, until you give me a pitch to hit, I'll get on base, and Juan Soto's going to get a hit.
I think the scary thing about Judge, and I said this to you guys during the World Series, is that he's going to turn 33 really soon.
Yes.
As a 33-year-old player, and now knowing Juan Soto is not coming back, there's no guarantee this guy ever sees the World Series again. There's no guarantee.
April 26th, he'll be 33.
33. So basically, this is an age 33 season.
Yes.
And what I wonder about is, even though I remain loyal to the belief that, hey, you give a great player enough time, they're going to show you they're great in October, what if he doesn't get that many more opportunities?
Well, it's also,
we don't know.
But it's also who replaces Juan Soto on this team for him.
And it won't be one guy.
It won't be, but if they do, how are they treated? Like, what does the lineup look like?
Right.
We talked about it with the Mets, with Soto and Lindor and blah, 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 blah. What's it look like for the Yankees now?
No,
Juan Soto sitting in the
Judge will hit second.
Yes, he will definitely go back to second, but who's hitting third?
Who's protected him?
Yeah. Right. Who's batting first and who's batting third?
TBD.
TBD. Let's get to the latest entries in 24 and 24 every day. Right around this time, 5:10, 5:15, we learn two more moments, the most memorable sports moments of this past year. So let's go to number 18.
Number 18, Chris Kreider scores three straight goals as the Rangers rally from two down to eliminate the Carolina Hurricanes in the second round of the NHL playoffs.
Mm. Played off the boards, off the glass by Rostovic. Rangers, Devin in here. Rapper, they score! They score! The Rangers lead it 4-3!
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Chris Kreider with a hat trick in the third period. He has scored three consecutive goals, and the Rangers lead 4-3.
I'm glad that made this list because, and you could hear it in Sam Rosen's voice, Kreider.
Yeah.
Kreider.
Same guy who voices the Rico Braga.
That's right. No, that's a different guy, actually.
I know, I'm just joking.
That was an incredible moment for Chris Kreider and the Rangers. And let's not forget, they were up 3-0, and that lead was slipping away. Yeah. Some may say Morash was scared as that was going on.
Not after the wraparound, you were happy about that.
I've thought a lot about this list since we started introducing them. I think this is undervalued. And I think if hockey held more weight, I think, in this town or on this radio station, this shoots higher up the list. Because when I close my eyes, now I can only speak to my teams, and we'll see there's another moment that hasn't been revealed yet. I hope it's there. This is one of my two favorite moments of the year.
Well, I would assume, based on the magnitude of this moment, this is it for hockey.
Right.
So,
had the Rangers won a Stanley Cup,
right,
this might be number one.
Well, I think it changes if they go further. But to me, I think this is the last hockey moment because I can't imagine any Ranger, Islander, or Devil moment being better. But let's go to number 17.
Number 17, the Rangers put together a dramatic rally at MetLife Stadium to shock the Islanders.
After review, we have a good goal on the ice.
Peter Laviolette's first win outdoors. Three goals in 4 minutes and 18 seconds. What a comeback.
You gotta be kidding me with this.
That's an amazing home game for the Islanders.
Yeah. With that goal song playing for the Rangers.
This is my problem now with the list, okay? Are you freaking kidding me that a regular season game at MetLife Stadium is bigger than Chris Kreider's hat trick that sent the Rangers to
the... Was it not memorable?
It was
on this show.
It was a regular season game,
was
bro.
Was it not memorable, especially on this show?
It was very memorable. You think that's more memorable than Kreider? That's a disgrace. That's a disgrace.
This turned their season.
They need a moment like that now. I'm going to raise my hand. In hindsight, Kreider should be higher.
Okay.
But 80,000 people, drunk as skunks. And I will tell you right now, admittedly.
Saquon Barkley and Tommy DeVito.
Yep, they were there.
Stage.
This was the drunkest I was in 2024. was at this game.
Okay, good for you.
This was unbelievable. The comeback, the blown lead. And this was hockey at its most beautiful. And honestly, for the dump that is in East Rutherford, MetLife Stadium at its most beautiful.
Well, this should better be proof. I have nothing to do with this list because this wouldn't have been ahead of Kreider's Magic. But there you go, number 18 and number 17, Chris Kreider's Magic. Number 17, the Rangers winning the Stadium Series. We will hear number 16 and number 15 tomorrow right around this time.